Welcome to Leveling Up with Lindsay, the podcast where we dive into leadership, small business, and everything in between. I'm Lindsay, your host and the proud owner of White Peony Boutique, a space created to empower women, build confidence, and foster meaningful connections. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a mom, a friend, or someone just looking for a little inspiration, this is your space to feel seen, supported, and inspired. Join me as we share stories, strategies, and a little bit of life's chaos while navigating what it truly means to level up in starting a business, relationship, and personal growth. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfy, and let's level up together. There is a thing that walks into every room with you before a single word is said. It's not always visible. Sometimes it's soft and warm. Sometimes it's heavy and loud. It's the energy in the room, and it carries the power to lift someone up, to close a sale, to calm a frantic mind, or to break a team's momentum. I started Leveling Up with Lindsay to help women step into their power, not just in their business, but in the small, ordinary moments that quietly shape us. Today's episode is about that invisible currency we exchange with each other. It's energy. How we arrive, how we lead with it, and how a simple shift can change everything. I brought Autumn with me today, someone who moves fast, cares fiercely, and shows up loud and generous for our team every single day. We're not here to put anyone on a pedestal. We're here to unpack the practices, the honest mistakes, and the small rituals that help us create rooms where people feel seen, sold to with dignity, and inspired to be better. If you've ever wondered why some mornings feel electric and some just feel flat, this one's for you. Let's talk about how we make the room better together. All right, so Miss Autumn, here we are today. We're talking a little bit about energy in the room.
Yes.
And because it's you, I have an idea.
Oh, no.
Okay, to start.
Nothing starts the scared inside of me when she says, I have an idea.
Yeah. Okay. So stand up. And I know everybody right now listening cannot see your stand up, but it is a Monday morning we're recording. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is the week of our market, which is this Saturday and Sunday. Everybody, just mark it on your calendars. Actually, let's do a little plug right away. So our annual fall market is this Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 2 p.m. We have over 70 plus vendors, mm-hmm. right? We have music, we have food, we have lemonade, we have
drinks,
soda truck, we have coffee. We have everything and our store is loaded and yes. We have the best people ever part of our team and part of this entire mission. Mm-hmm. So how excited are you about this?
So excited. I'm still nervous while we're standing.
We're standing because we're going to dance it out.
Ready? Oh, okay. Nobody can see.
We're just going to hype that energy. Autumn and I have done this.
I'm twerking really well right now. No one can see it, so they can just imagine.
We can post a video clip, Autumn. Oh my goodness. Okay. So here's the deal. Energy, the energy you create right when you wake up, right when you start the day, it is a mind shift. It's a mind change and you are in control of that. This is a topic that I've talked about for years, even when I led at my previous career and as I've coached and on my team right now for White Peony and in the market that we're going into. It makes everything different and you are in control. And for those, I've often been very, for lack of better words, annoyed with those who are a little bit more on the pessimistic side because, and we all have our days, and it's not ever going to be perfect, but I get so frustrated when someone says, like, you can't, or, you know, just...
Bah humbug.
Because you know what? You are in control mm-hmm. of that. And sometimes you just need to let your emotions, like, you need to feel your emotions.
Yeah.
And when you're having a day... Have a day. Mm-hmm. But please, for goodness sakes, remember that your energy feeds off everybody else, okay? And we're all going to make mistakes.
100%.
There are always times where I have left a room and I'm like, should have done that differently, but I'm mindful about it,
mm-hmm.
right? So our little dance, actually, Autumn and I have started this way for different reasons with 100%. Our little dance, haven't
100%.
We?
100%. Yes.
Let's talk about some of those moments. Think about it.
There are times when we dance just to celebrate the small victories because I think in moments and in business and in general, like if you're not celebrating the small moments, then the big ones don't matter because you have the stepping stones to get to those big goals.
100%. Or the little moments mm-hmm. before we have a huge undertaking, whether it is a market or whether it is a scary new thing that we're going to launch mm-hmm. or who knows what. Or we have done live sales together 20 minutes prior to. We are deader than a door. Nail, so tired and exhausted from a busy day,
mm-hmm.
and we both look at each other and we're like, let's go.
We gotta pump up our nervous system. We gotta get
this going. So it matters. Yes. I am so incredibly excited about our fall peony market, and I'm just, we gotta plug it because it gives us the most energy. Mm-hmm. It is the most work we do in everything.
Yes, all year round.
But I am so proud that we created this culture. It is a different market from other markets, yes, period. And agreed. Why? Because of our energy.
I agree. I think from day one, we have set that bar with communication with our vendors, the futuristic thinking of what it could be and what it's going to be, and to be different and not just go and rest on the laurels of what we've seen and heard. I think for us as White Peony, and then kind of carrying that into our vendor market, is that energy matters.
Yes.
Your outward look on it matters. People feel that when they come in, like we're welcoming. We're going to buzz past that word.
Take three.
I think the energy that we give off to our vendors then show forth on that day.
I agree. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it is, to me, what makes this different is I firmly believe, and I can say very strongly, we believe, our entire team believes, that our market is more than just simply setting up, working late hours to create whatever that is that it, you know, your small business, staying up, showing up early, getting through the day to get it done, hopefully selling things, products to people to serve them, and then moving on to probably your full-time job. No, we believe it's more.
Yes.
So the energy we bring into our market, we firmly believe there is more to it. We believe in the bigger picture. We believe in the future. We believe in connecting with our customers at such a deeper level. So what you're going to get from us that I hope resonates through the entire process of our peony market in just one little way is the energy we're going to bring to the room.
100%.
Because it's going to be different.
Nothing is more satisfying and gives us more light than the moment market opens and we open up those doors. We see all of these customers come in excited to be there, excited to see what's new, excited to meet our vendors. That is the joy. When I see and look around, there's been so many times that I get goosebumps every time when I walk down the aisles and I see them plumped full for our vendor. It is what we all work for.
Okay, now we're going to take it back from, you know, the bones. Autumn, when I say energy in the room, what do you picture first?
Body language.
Boom.
Because even before you say hello, the body language is going to say everything. If your arms are folded across you, if you're open, like I believe in opening up your chest, that sounds really silly, but just being open in general, people can feel that and see that. A smile goes a long way. Not a forced smile. You don't have to be fake, but I think genuinely greeting someone with a smile and a look can make all the difference.
I agree. It is your body language. Mm-hmm. It's smiling. It's your pace of service if you're helping someone. It's the greeting in which someone walks into like our store at White Peony, or it's the greeting at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. It is those little moments, like you said, that make the most impact.
And I think, too, with that being said, when you say hi to a customer, when you're smiling at a customer or someone that walks in, I genuinely, when I say hi to someone or how is your day, it's like talking to a friend. Mm-hmm. It's not a forced hello, here's a number, take it and, you know, walk through the store. It is genuinely like, how are you doing? How's your day going? Because that's what matters.
I agree. Now, we talked about the peony market. We're talking a little bit about White Peony, but this episode is truly for anyone.
Yes.
This is how you choose to bring your energy into a room, and it's how you choose to leave your energy when you're about to leave the room. Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit. Let's talk about how quickly a single person can change the energy in the room. And I'm going to just say, like, have you ever walked into a shift and instantly know you're an empath? You know the vibe is off when instantly when you walk in a room. I have learned this at a very young age. I think, you know, growing up with entrepreneurs and being determined to be a part of a team at all times, I learned this really young, and I would imagine you did too.
Yes.
And through even the credit union days, I taught and coached to this so much because everybody has been on some sort of team in some sort of setting, whether it's classroom or in work, that there is somebody who takes the entire energy and plummets that energy to the ground.
100%.
I hate to say it, but it's true. We've all been there.
And if you don't know anyone, it might be you. Just kidding.
I was good. Oh, I love that. No, but seriously, and if you have been fortunate enough mm-hmm. to have not have this, fine. But I think the reality of it is yes. we're all human. We all go through moments. Please don't be that person, yes. right? So what does that mean? Okay. What is this person? If someone walks in the room with bad energy, what does that look like?
So there's a couple things that come to my mind mm-hmm. about walking that room with bad energy. One is the people walking in, and two is for the person that is feeling this.
Yep.
So for me, being as empathic as I am, I can instantly feel yep. that. I can also sense how everyone else is kind of feeling.
Yep.
And for me, just in my personality, I feel like I instantly want to lighten the mood. You don't always have to crack a joke. But I think one of those things is like pushing past that negative energy and just staying positive and true to yourself.
Yeah.
Finding the good yes. in the day, celebrating those small victories and wins. Because if you can overshadow this negative energy, this negative force, this yep. cloud, others are going to feel that too. And they're going to start feeding off of that. The person that's having this bad day, or maybe they're a consistent energy sucker and that's just how they kind of view mm-hmm. the world, you might not change them as a person, and they might not even really like you being that light or positive. Yeah.
Sometimes I've had that.
They tend to think you're too yep. much, and that's okay. But I always try to, and now being older, this used to affect me a lot, but I realized that that person's energy, that person's day is not my baggage to carry.
Yep.
What you can be is a lending ear. If they're not willing and wanting that help at that moment, that's okay. But if you keep leading with your true, authentic yes. positivity, your light, eventually, hopefully it cracks.
Yeah, I agree. You have to, okay, so let me give some examples. Mm-hmm. So I have been in a meeting room of 15 top people, and someone walks in and you're instantly like, oh, I know this is going to be a challenge. Mm-hmm. Or you have a leader that walks in the room, and I have been guilty of this, where you just can tell. You're like, oh, no. What's going on here? Or a friend walks in the room, and you're like, you're different. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Especially coming from us. And we yep. can see it instantly. Or when someone walks in the room, and you know that you're instantly walking on eggshells. Here's my advice to anyone listening. Don't be that person.
Yeah. First off, hopefully it's not you.
Step one. Yeah. This should be in everybody's life, no matter where you are, no matter what age you are. And I think we need to start teaching our kids this mm-hmm. more. Have we had children come in with an attitude and we're like, get out of here, blah, blah, blah. Listen, kids go through different phases and yeah. they are thrown with so many outside factors. So you also have to understand, mm-hmm. right? Like, for example, when school starts and the kids are like sleeping before they even walk in the door, or mm-hmm. your daughter goes next level because yeah. she just, the emotions.
Everything is very sensitive at this point. Yeah. Yes, that normally wouldn't.
You have to give people grace.
Yep.
But I think it's a conversation that needs to start happening earlier on with how you, whoever you're speaking to, can be the influence in the room.
Absolutely.
You can be the influence in the room. Don't let it be the bad influence.
Yes.
Okay, now, we're giving everybody grace.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's a couple of my very best friends that have really, I've been an empath my entire life. Mm-hmm. I've also had to be the strength.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been an interesting journey, because you have to stand strong in getting things done and moving things forward, in being the strength for someone when they need you the most, for those that are struggling. You have to be willing to look at someone from different perspectives, and you have to be willing to understand that they could be going through something so much deeper that is even surface level, or that you might think you know, right?
So I think, I mean, bouncing off what you're saying, sometimes it's okay to get curious and figure out maybe what's going on with that person. Mm-hmm. Not that you're going to solve their problem, but maybe that's the outlet for you to A, understand them, or B, for them to actually, for the first time, let it go. Because like, for me, I'm not always cheerful and happy, and I have things going on in my life. But like, for me, I'm the type of person that as soon as I like either cry it out, talk it out,
yep.
I can move forward and get past yes. it. And some people have a hard time expressing that, so it stays in them a little bit longer. So we just have to understand each other a little bit and yeah. understand like, it's okay to have those feelings. But at the end of the day, if we stay in the negative energy, if we stay in the woe is me or the negative thought process, you're going to find what you look for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep looking at the downside, the bad side of everything, that is exactly what you're going to find.
I am a believer. This took a lot of time. Like you said, as you get older, mm-hmm. you understand stepping into your values and what that is and means to you. B, I am a firm believer that what you put in the universe is going to come back tenfold.
Absolutely.
Higher your frequency. Make the decision that, like, you know, sometimes, here's an example. I think of often when you have one of those mornings where you burn yourself with the curling iron, you drop something, you are running late, you tripped over a dog, something happened, and you're like, oh, I just have this cloud over my head today. There are so many times when people take that and they go with it. I have legitimately learned that, like, I'm not going to stand in that kind of, that's not going to be my day. Yeah. So yeah, things come, but I really try hard to ignore it. And I'm like, nope, not going to have a day like this. Because you can sit in sorrow and be like, oh, everything's happening to me today. It's just one of those days. Go through the emotions that you need to go through. But please be stubborn and say, I'm not going to let this day take over in this way. This isn't going to be the path.
100%. One of the things I always think about too is that sometimes I feel like people think you need to have this forced positive energy, and that's not at all what we're saying. I think the thing is, as whoever you are, because everyone's so different, I think it's just how we view the world and how we want to show up in the world. So it's not saying on your bad days you're forced to throw a smile on and be not who you are. I think it's okay to honor the fact, like, there's even days when I come in and I know that I might not have the best energy. I'll tell my coworkers, you know what? I'm having kind of an off day. It's not you. It's totally me.
Yeah.
And then we can just move on. So A, no one else feels pressure that they have to fix me.
Yeah.
Two, you're already addressing it in the room, because then that takes the pressure off. But three, just saying it out loud makes you allow you to move on.
Yeah.
But I think then counteracting that and not having this forced positive energy when you're not feeling it, I think the thing is when you are feeling okay, you're having the good days, I think it's how you view the world, how you want to show up in this world, and how you want people to show up for you. I honestly believe from market to anyone that walks in White Peony or any people I meet in the world, what I want and I hope that they feel from me when they meet me is a genuine, authentic hello, a genuine curiosity, because you're meant to meet this person in some way or shape or form. And you can leave a lasting impact on someone by just greeting them with a warm smile, a hello, and maybe an how's your day going?
You know, one thing that has changed for me when you said that is I want people leaving me feeling it. This has changed because my journey and where I'm at in life has changed. But like, that is so great that you brought that up, because it, being mindful is so important.
Yes.
And everyone goes through seasons. But right now, I would say I want you to leave me feeling at peace. I want to walk in the room and you're at peace.
Yes.
This is something that this year I've definitely reminded myself, because for me, you know, I'm really good at shaking off. And sometimes, like, a best friend of mine will always be like, Lindsay, you just hide. You cover up so much. You need to not do that. But for me, in the stress or anxiety of business and the economy and the world, I'm an open book. And I sometimes talk too much about that. Like, I let the anxiety be too much of, like, kind of overtake me, or have in the last couple of years. This year, I was determined to walk in the room and not let that affect everybody. But not that I was going to, like, cover it up. I was just going to, like, I've said this in another podcast. I think you guys will hear this coming up, but I have, like, given it to God. So I have had to kind of go through my own almost personal therapy. And I think it's a really good thing, because as I've preached energy from day one, and I completely understand that it affects everybody. I also have taken a 30,000 foot view of what it looks like around me to be me. What does it look like? What do people feel when you shut the door and you leave? What is it when I walk in the room? Have I helped someone today? Have I not? You know, I think it's just, we all have to turn inward. It is about how you view the world, but a lot of times people feel like they're the victim. And not everybody, but this is actually on a personal conversation where you need to turn, look in the mirror, and ask yourself, how am I influencing right now? What am I doing for others? And please, if there's one thing that I have learned actually from Mama Jane, is no matter where you are, if it is the gas station, giving someone a greeting, no matter who that is or what that is, it is incredible. A little goes a long way.
I can attest to Lindsay kind of taking that self-reflection, like, in the last couple of years, definitely noticed that in her leadership, and definitely is something that I think when we're all listening to these podcasts, and most people that listen to podcasts, are looking for self-improvement. Yeah, I mean,
I think so.
95% of the time, unless you want to be entertained.
Or somewhere where they can relate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things to take from this is, even with Lindsay being as strong of a leader as she is, she's still growing and learning and self-reflecting. And I think, hopefully, listening to this podcast, maybe you're going to self-reflect a little bit and wonder how you're showing up in your home life, in your friend's life, in your work life, because it's always good to just do an oil check every once in a while to truly dive into how you work, how you show up and others around you feel, because sometimes we might not even notice because we get in such a habit of life or in the season of life. Because let's all be real, everyone's life is a roller coaster.
Yep.
And when the high is high, you're like, we're vibing, we're living our lives. It's easy to bring that positive energy. But the hardest part is still showing up in the lows. And not saying, again, that you have to be fake, but I think those are the biggest moments where self-reflection takes charge.
It's self-reflection, and then it's leaning into others, okay? So, for example, I'm going to bring this back to my days in my previous career. I realized immediately that sometimes it was like a little bit defeating, because you know, you walk in a room. I realized very quickly that I was actually going to shift the entire energy, make or break it. And I did lead a pretty big team. And I was asked at one point to turn a business around a certain location. And I was like, okay. So in the morning, when I have two kids, I have a dog at the time that would chew up my garbage and go all over the yard, and he would get away, and he was naughty. He's not Finn. He was naughty.
Finn is perfect. Wreck.
Wreck was still, Ralph. He's old now, so he's not naughty anymore. But it took him like 10 years.
He's a lab, everybody, so that's pretty common.
Anyways, and my husband was working all the time, on the road often. We literally would high five in the maybe at night, like wouldn't even see each other. So I wake up, my kids are, one of them out of the two of them is probably crying, chasing the dog around, running late, trying to get myself together, and barely to daycare on time, barely to school on time. A kid probably left a shoe in the car, who knows what, right? And I'm sitting there going through the emotions of like, am I failing? Oh, this can get me choked up. I'm not good enough. I'm a hot mess. I failed at like 19 things this morning. My dog might be loose somewhere right now. And then I get into the parking lot to the place where I lead at least, let's say, 15 to 50 different people. And I'm like, get your shit together. Honestly, excuse my language, but I have no choice. At that moment, you turn on the light switch or you don't. And selfishly, internally, I want to cry it out, and I want to like turn around, and I want to go home, and I want to sleep in my car, and or like I want to take a little nap, because I'm already so exhausted and emotional wreck. And then I think about the people I'm about to walk in the room with, and everything changes, because it's the selfless ways that you show up for others that completely change the trajectory of the day. When I was in that role as a corporate leader prior to this, I would say we need to lean in on each other as a team. And I believe that this shapes culture tremendously. And if you ever need a pep talk about this, please come to me, because I get real passionate when I talk about it. You need to lean on each other. I have managed women, men, all different ages, older than me, younger than me, and everything in between. And here at the boutique, I lead a group of very strong empaths and women. And I've been asked so many times, how do you manage all women? Or I like working with men more than women. How do you do it? Or how do you work with family? Or how do you work with friends? Or this or that. Here's what I say. When you walk in a room and you're having a bad day, you need to recognize this and you need to lean in on your team. What I want for anybody going through something is for you to walk in and be at peace or know, or have a little sense of like, well, just peace, that we're all here for you. Okay, because everyone, like you said, goes through an emotional roller coaster, and that is absolute facts. Because life is life.
Life is life.
And it's freaking hard sometimes.
It is.
Straight up.
It is.
And yes, it is easy to celebrate the wins, but when you're having a day or having a hard time, I ask that you come into the team, you explain what's going on or why you need somebody. Let's be there for that person. And then you use your team as an outlet to, or outlet therapist, whatever you want to call it, right? And then you move forward in your purpose. And you remember what your purpose is, and you take one foot in front of the other. And yeah, the morning was whatever. I left all of those really difficult, hard emotions. But what I did is I channeled my purpose And I intentionally went through the day actually helping others, which in turn made me forget about absolutely all of my problems. There might have been a different problem or two that arose with leading people throughout the day. But listen, I'm telling you right now, a selfish moment or season, go through it however you need, but lean into somebody mm-hmm. or somebody's or a team and let that kind of trigger different energy.
So as Lindsay was talking about that, I could think of just maybe some tangible tips
yeah.
on how to set the tone of your day, to set the tone and mood for those around you. So the first things that come to mind, and I think sometimes we get stuck in this, and I've actually been a person that works on these things, okay? I'm not the one that has mastered this yet, but I think starting your morning with intention is probably one of the most key things.
Yep.
When you start your day in a chaotic moment, that is really hard to shake. Does not mean your morning might not be chaotic, mm-hmm. but if you can start the day for you with intention, that's either reading a book, reading the Bible,
maybe
journaling in the morning, maybe getting your workout, moving your body a little bit in the morning.
Having coffee on the couch if you want to.
Brings you peace.
Yeah.
Also, like for me, when I'm in one of those moments where things are kind of hard, I do even have to be cognitive mm-hmm. of the podcasts and the books that I'm listening to. Because I'm a person that really loves true crime podcasts, mm-hmm. but none of that is cheery or happy. And that can really set the tone for how I feel. Okay.
Which makes complete sense.
And they've told me this many times. But it is true that sometimes I just need something lighthearted to listen to. Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, millennials, 90s and 2000s hip-hop and rap sometimes sets the tone.
That car ride.
For that entire, mm-hmm. and always 90s country, that's just a lull to sleep. You know what yep. I mean? Like, that's the soothing, kind of really relaxing moment. But if you want to pep your step, Lil Wayne, maybe some 50 Cent in your life. Okay, that'll change how you start your day. So, and like I said, these are just small little things, small little shifts in your day. Just start it with intention that's true and authentic.
Mm-hmm. Number two, I would say, is your body language cues.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have to take a deep breath and move mm-hmm. forward. Sometimes if you're chaotic and your mind is going all over the place, I actually have so guilty of this. I have to one of my biggest things is I want connection. I want people to feel seen and heard further. Yep. And sometimes when I'm moving too fast and la, 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 sometimes I have to remind myself, the energy is going to be different if I just stop and look you directly in the eye. Mm-hmm. And so you feel seen, heard, and I'm not distracted. Body language cues are so huge.
100%. Also, we are talking about the words we use when we approach the room or the people that we talk to, keeping it lighthearted, keeping it open and inviting, mm-hmm. and again, curious, not about yourself,
yep.
but about the person in the room.
Yes. And I'm going to take this a step further because you and I have talked about those little greetings or mm-hmm. this or that really make a difference.
Yes.
On a leadership level, on a personal level, I just got a list, thanks to ChatGPT actually, and some of these resonate with me and some not,
mm-hmm.
but phrases that diffuse in phrases that are inviting.
Yes.
Okay, so phrases that diffuse. When the energy is heavy, awkward, or off, here's yeah. something that you can do. You can say, well, this one's a good one actually, pause. This is solvable. Mm-hmm. I always say we can always fix anything yes. here, right? Let's shift the focus on what's working. So sometimes that has gotten me through when I'm having high anxiety because the economy has been really difficult. I'm wait. Our team is awesome. This is what worked really well. I think you say, this reminds me of what I say. So this phrase here says, hey, no stress. Let's figure this out side by side. What is the one thing that I always say?
It's all good. It's all good. But the thing is, to decode when Lindsay says it's all good, it means inside. She is
probably not good. Through something.
She's forcing that out and manifesting what she wants it to look like. And that's okay. Then I all know. I'm like, that's where we're at. All right. It's all good.
Because I'm working. It may be not good internally, but we're going to work through it.
Her pitch is even higher.
Good. It's all good.
I don't know who she's telling, probably herself, but it's all good. It is all good, guys.
Mini therapy session. It's all good.
Because you always make it through.
And this next phrase, let's take a breath and fresh start. So sometimes you just, when we're going live or you're doing something at home, a project, and it just isn't working. And technology is not on your side. If you're at your office mm-hmm. and you're dropping things, you're just stop, take a moment, yeah. walk away, and come back.
And I think this is so great for office setting. This is great for team setting. But mm-hmm. for that entrepreneur or vendors at our market, plug, October 4th and 5th. See you there. All these wonderful vendors. But the thing is, too, is that when you're... So these are great for diffusing those types of situations. But I think we all have been in a situation where maybe you meet a customer that they kind of shook you a little bit. Maybe they made you kind of self-doubt yourself or kind of gave you some heck. Mm-hmm. Those are the moments that you can acknowledge the difficult moment and go, man, that was kind of a weird interaction. Or, but you cannot spend all your energy on this one negative, one small moment of time,
man,
that's a person that might not be your person, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But what you will do is spin it around and go to that next person, and you will lead with authentic heart, energy, and intention to make that interaction something you can be proud of.
I love that you just brought this up. Because energy has so much to do with customer service. I've been a part of it my almost entire life, and I actually can say that because of the State Fair. I remember getting absolutely screamed at because someone didn't want cheese on their cheeseburger, and I was like 8 years old, and I gave it to them, and I didn't know questions to ask, and different things like that. And very early on, as a person, as a leader, if you want to stand in your strength, you have to move on. Please do not sit in this negative energy and just understand. There's one thing that I've learned in my customer service or connection with people is there are so many things that people are going through that you have no idea.
100%.
You just don't know. And even though I was an 8-year-old getting screamed at over cheese on a cheeseburger, this person, I understand very quickly that there could have been more.
And I'm going to tell you this, you guys, the impact you will have on somebody that didn't want cheese on their cheeseburger, they have never thought about you one moment or second after that.
Yeah.
It might have affected you, but it did nothing for them. The people you will affect that leave that lasting impression is when you show up still with energy, emotion, curiosity, all of that, because that made an impact on them. Do not waste or even second think about a bad interaction, because I can guarantee that person probably didn't even think twice about you.
Okay, so I'm going to contradict that story a little bit.
That's rude.
No, I thought it was really good. No, I 100% agree with you, but I'm going to give you another example. So in my customer service experience, if you really want to elevate how you show up for people, energy and everything else, picture this. I would come in to my previous employer, and as I've said before, I did a lot of lending and different things in the banking world. That gets difficult. You're dealing with people's money, okay? It's a life link, so that can be very tricky. It was one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my life. It was one of the most stressful and hardest things I've ever done in my life. How you choose to look at that is completely up to you. But I would walk into a room, and I was the one who always, like, if there was some that came in very upset, usually people came to me. And I started that pretty young. In the beginning, I didn't really have a choice. So I was forced into this moment, okay? But what I learned in these situations, I'm not taking personal. My goal on this God-given earth is to make this very angry, upset person love the ever-loving daylights out of me and whatever business I was working for, okay? So what I did in that moment is like completely gave them my undivided attention. I kept my energy very high because let me tell you, if you flinch your eyebrow and look like you're annoyed or you decide that you're gonna bring your energy down, it is gonna affect the entire situation. You have to stand in your confidence, you bring that tall energy, and then you listen. And selflessly, this isn't about you freaking out because you're gonna get yelled at. And then you sit there and you listen and you find ways that you can connect with this person and understanding and helping them actually solve their problem. And even if you can't, you're going to find solutions and outlets and give them a direction. But you're also going to take ownership that when they leave, they have somebody who they are going to directly communicate with. They know that they're going to resort back to you, and they have full trust that you are going to help them see this through. And then you're going to be thoughtful. You're going to take it another step further and be like, okay, how can we solve the problem or we move forward? Because I actually am on a mission with, was on a mission at one point that I was like, if you are taking up my time and energy also selfishly, I'm flipping this script because you're coming back to me every single time. And it was a mentality that changed everything for me. And I honestly leveled up my entire career because I was no longer afraid that I was going to get eaten alive by someone who was so upset about who knows what, even if it was our mistake or theirs. I was like, bring it on, because I know there's more to you than surface level what's happening here. And I want to get to know you because I want to break that code. And everything from there just completely like evolved. So I do agree. There are moments, and even in that type of long relationship build, you need to not take things personal, and B, there are people that legitimately are going to walk away and say like, never think of you again, no offense. Mm-hmm. And then there are moments where I challenge you to make it your mission to get these people to be like, I'm only coming to Autumn again. And the reason for that sounds kind of selfish, but it's not. I used to say at my previous career when I was coaching bigger teams, if every single person here worked as though we were on this challenge to get any customer, upset customer, or in between, if you made it your challenge that they wanted to come see you and you only every single time, that sounds selfish, but it's not. Because if every single one of us did that here, can you imagine the trust and the relationships that this business as a whole would bring in?
100%.
So there's a twofold, but at the end of the day, Autumn, I love that you brought this up, because the energy in the room, when you have no control, please try. And don't be too fluffy or too annoying. Some people just need space when they're going through a day. But if you are not in control, please do not let this, or try to put up a little bit of a shield so you mentally can snap out of and keep your energy going throughout the day.
100%.
Right?
Yes.
A short checklist for you guys. So you said your morning ritual makes a difference.
100%.
Our body language cues. 1000% makes a difference, especially for empaths like Autumn and I and the rest of our team. Yes. For our team of empaths, we care deeply, we love hard, and we know the second that you step foot in our space, what's going on.
Some will hug you.
We'll come at you.
Yeah.
And I will be on a mission to figure out what is bothering you. I gave you phrases that diffuse. So when the energy is heavy or awkward, a lot of these I've said myself, or if you're like in a team setting, or if you just need to say to someone like, I hear you. Okay, let's take a step back. Let's see the bigger picture. These are all phrases that diffuse when the energy is heavy or awkward or off. The fun part is reflecting and coming up with phrases that are inviting. Like when you want to lift the room, when you want to create engagement, when you want to shift things. Things, you know what you do? Step one, you make the person dance.
Yeah.
At the beginning of a podcast.
And we did.
So different things that you can say to spark collaboration, optimism, and forward energy. Here's my little list here. You could say, what's one win we can celebrate today? And you can even reflect that in your own self.
Absolutely.
Or you could say, I love your idea, even to like a child. What are you seeing? Like, I love your idea. Even though you've probably heard it like 19 times and you're like, okay, gotta move on. You're supposed to be cleaning your room.
Yeah.
But you need to go into it. I know with like my youngest, that's like in her room, let me tell ya. But I'm not gonna sit and like hound her and bring that negative energy. I'm gonna try to do something fun and like, let's crank the music. I always tell her, let's crank the music. Let's, you know, whatever. I'm gonna do this, you do that, let's go. And it totally changes her world. When 100%. We dance in the kitchen and turn up that music. Let's make this fun. Mm-hmm. Who's got a creative thought is kind of a cheesy, but let's make this fun. Mm-hmm. How many times have we said that here?
I literally was like, Lindsay says this all the time.
Because sometimes I just, when we haven't laughed for a while, I'm like, we're laughing.
Yeah.
How are we going to do it? 100%. One time, because I don't remember, this was like 2 or 3 years ago, the air was just kind of stagnant at the shed. And I came out in a blow up panda costume.
You guys, that's how we know we're old, because this was like 4 years ago.
Was it? I thought it was so funny.
She did.
I did. My own self.
She twerked.
Panda costume. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. A couple more phrases, and I don't know if you see anything. Let's try it together and see what happens. Mm-hmm. We just have to set the tone. What would make it even better for a customer? That's a phrase that we 1000% use pretty much every single day. Now, on our checklist, the morning ritual, the body language, the words that reset a room, mm-hmm. whether we're diffusing or we're inviting, mm-hmm. and then music and environment.
And that's when you play 90s and 2000s hip hop and rap. But no, honestly, it is the music and the environment that you put yourself in, mm-hmm. and even the people you surround yourself with. Because let's just say this, hopefully your core group of friends, let's just say you're just out in the world with your friends. There are going to be people that truly uplift and make you feel like a better human. There might be some friends or people or acquaintances that kind of pull you down a little bit.
Yep.
You have to acknowledge that, respect that, and then also protect yourself. So it's not saying you have to cut all communication with those people, but just take a little bit of a mental note around who you want to surround yourself with. That also comes into play in your coworkers. Mm-hmm. Not every coworker is going to be at your level or
at every single moment there.
Exactly. So in those moments, it's okay to put a little distance in that. Still respect them, talk to them, be there, but just maybe not surround yourself because they might just need some space. Mm-hmm. And so I think that surrounding yourself with not only good music and the environment, it's also the people sometimes that you have to just, it's kind of a dance. You got to figure out and always do a self-check of what's going to make the best sense for you and the people around you.
If there was one thing that I wish I had a conversation about in my teenage years and in high school and like going into college, it was this. Mm-hmm. I knew it then. I learned it quickly. But I definitely wish a conversation amongst a lot more people could have been had. And I could have stood in this stronger. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it matters.
It matters. And I'm going to say this just as a person that has come a long way in how I view myself, confidence, and I'm kind of a dreamer in the sense that I love, I'm very multi-passionate. When I love something, I go hard. When I have an interest, I'm all in. Mm-hmm. And that is not everyone's way of life. And sometimes I will have the naysayers, people that question me and all those things. And then it does make you question yourself. And again, it's not the sense that you can't be around those people. But I will say that the people that support and love on you and give you that, not in the cheesy sense, but those are the people that I hope that A, you have. So take a look at your just yourself circle.
At your circle.
Because you deserve to feel good for whoever you are and whatever you're doing. And know that if you give someone a left curve and you go, I'm doing this with my life or I'm moving here, you don't have everyone questioning your own self and your passion and your love and your drive and who you are. So it does matter even when you're just at home.
Yes. So let's add that to our checklist to listeners. It is seek out or surround yourself with the right people in the right time. Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree with you more. Everyone goes through seasons and there's seasons that I don't feel like my energy is as high. And to protect, sometimes I just like, I need to protect myself. I need to take a breather. I need to take a break. This weekend I had the most amazing first, probably in the last 12 months, literally weekend of I say nothing.
But you filled it. But
and I did a lot at home and I did a lot of my business, but it was things that fueled my soul because I needed a recharge for all my people. When you lead, it's a tough thing. It's the most rewarding thing and it can be tough because as a leader, you need to step into a room and bring the energy. You do.
And I think coming from both me and Lindsay, we have a very similar personality that if we have time in the day, we fill it. Okay. And so this is coming from us and we're rehabbing as we speak. We're trying to be better. But what I will say is I had the same weekend where there was nothing full on for my schedule.
Like we didn't have a timeline.
I didn't have a timeline. And I will challenge you to do this.
Yes.
Is take a look at your month and give yourself one weekend, maybe one full day where that's what it looks like for you because you can reset your own body where you, because sometimes you need to take a break from the chaotic way of life and just sort through what you need at that moment.
Yeah.
And that's the environment that I think also we have to put into play is the chaos around us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just quiet.
Actually, one of the things that I realize, I'm an airball go, people leading and inspiring and influencing a group of people at the highest level. You definitely, it takes every ounce of your energy, of your being, right? Okay. In a good way. But there are moments that like with Autumn, like we were talking about this weekend, that the reset was like everything for us. But 2 years ago, maybe it's been three now, I attempted right before, was it Christmas? Right before Christmas? Or was it right after? It was like the beginning of the year when all the book work for me, all the things overwhelming came to me. And what I attempted to do was be gone for a week. Mm-hmm. And this is not a vacation where you're going and running and doing and I'm going to sit in the sun and this and that. No, I actually sat at our cabin where there was nothing. Like we hunt and fish there and my husband was with me, so I did nothing. And my time got shortened because I actually ended up getting the flu really hard. And I was so mad.
She had good intentions.
But for me, if you want to act as a leader in the highest level possible, I need to give myself, because I know in any other moment I'm going to run 1,000,000,000 miles an hour, a weekend, or even maybe even a week to do nothing. And like I said, I love my children more than anything. And right now I want to fill all of our time making memories, especially because my oldest is going off to college. But I to be the best version of me, because I'm always a 10 out of 10, mm-hmm. is honestly like giving myself that vacation outlet,
yes.
even to work on my own stuff, in my sweatpants with a top knot on my mm-hmm. head, no makeup, wash my face, do whatever I want.
That sounds heavenly. So just reiterating this, allowing yourself grace, no mm-hmm. guilt,
yes.
reset on days that have nothing booked. And also, you guys, we're rehabbing ourselves, so I'm not preaching from a place of perfection. You need mm-hmm. rest. You need
yep.
to prioritize rest, or you'll never be able to show up how you want.
100%. Your energy is not going to shine if you cannot reset yourself and give yourself grace mm-hmm. for in the moments of just being. So if there's anything with this, it's like that I'm reminded time and time again with the things that are going on in the world, or being so graciously a part of the Indy Foundation as well. Something that reminds me every day is that life is too short. Mm-hmm. Life is too short. People need your good energy. And when your energy feels off, reflect, take a minute, understand, like, be your own doctor. Well, you actually can. If you need to seek out maybe someone to talk to, please do. But find the people that you surround yourself with at the perfect time, whether that is a friend, family. It could be therapy, it mm-hmm. could be a doctor. Or give yourself the moment to just be. And some people might be like exercising, some people might be
walking outside.
Yes, that is one of the good ones. So in our checklist, we talked about self-ritual, body language, words that reset a room, music and energy, and actually you just said pretty much to like surround yourself mm-hmm. with the right people.
Yes.
And then to give yourself grace and space.
Yes, absolutely. Grace and space.
Mm-hmm. I love it. All right, so Autumn, I think this went awesome. Yes. I was so excited to talk about this. I feel like we scratched the surface. I feel like we could talk about mm-hmm. this for so long. Mm-hmm. It's how pretending that energy is like the best every day is fake and fluffy.
Yeah.
It's not. We all have to look at ourselves and be better each and every day. And actually, it's in the moments in each day that make a difference. But just understand that it's how we show up for one another. Leadership is an action. We gave you small little tidbits of like our everyday and what that looks like. But let me tell you this, how you show up in the room, you are in control of. Do you want to elevate that energy in the room when you take a step forward? Or do you want to not? Do you want to bring the energy completely down and allow people to walk on eggshells or go from happy and excited to negative or whatever that sad? You choose how you're going to show up.
And I will say this, you guys, you don't have to be on all the time. And I hope you get that from by the end of this conversation, but you do have to be intentional. Try one ritual, try one mm-hmm. phrase that maybe we've had on this podcast and just see what happens. That's how the room changes.
I love that. If this episode moved you, come try it with us. Start with 1 minute, breathe, name the energy, decide, choose one word to bring into your day. I don't know, let us know what changed. Head to White Peony on Instagram or Facebook or Leveling Up with Lindsay. Drop us a message mm-hmm. if this moved you, or tell us what you did in your 1 minute change to your day, your ritual. Subscribe to the podcast if this helped you, or please send to someone you know who this could help their energy in the room as well. Please leave a review. It means the world to us. But Autumn will definitely be on this podcast again.
Yes, I will. You won't be. I'm not done yet.
No.
And right. I'll bring the playlist, everybody, if you need some good tips and tricks.
Have a good day. Thank you for listening. If you found this information helpful, please share it with a friend. If you're looking for more information on the topics we covered, please head to the show notes below. And if you wouldn't mind leaving a 5-star rating and review, this would help this mission and our journey to get started. Let's make today and every day an opportunity to level up. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep striving, and keep making a difference.